This happened 6 years ago. I was preparing to move into a house across the state and trying to get rid of anything that took up too much space. Craigslist was the only way I could think of to do this easily, as well as bring in a bit of extra cash to help me with the move. I posted about 10 separate listings of random things I was selling. Each item I was asking less than 20 bucks for, just because I wanted them to go quickly. And for most of them, they did. I think only a couple were left by the end of the week, one of which was a workout bench with a set of weights. This was probably the last thing I wanted to haul into the moving truck and into the new place, so I really wanted it gone. I waited until just a few days before the moving date, before someone finally sent me an email. I opened it, and all they said was, "I can pick it up today." Nothing more. I sent a reply, asking what time they could come at. We ended up going back and forth over the course of an hour, but I'd be lying if I said I didn't find the interaction odd. He would only write a vague sentence or two per message, making it take forever to plan out the exchange. In most other situations, I would never give away my address, especially in such a weird conversation, but I was moving away in just a few days, so I didn't feel it mattered too much. I sat on my phone in the kitchen for a while, just waiting for the guy to arrive. 30 minutes went by with no call or text, until I heard a car pull up outside, and then footsteps coming up to the front door. I waited for the doorbell or a knock, but nothing came, so I went up and opened the door. He looked startled, like he wasn't expecting it, but he also wasn't doing anything. From the small glimpse I got while opening the door, it looked like he was just standing there, staring forward, with his hands in his pockets.
"You're here for the workout stuff?"
I asked. He nodded, and I invited him inside, and showed him to where the bench and weights were, then let him check out the stuff for himself. Except he didn't. He stood there and looked at it, but didn't do much else. I already knew after the emails that this guy was going to be quiet and probably shy or something, but something else was definitely off about this guy. We stood next to each other as I waited for him to say something or check out the bench. It was a really awkward minute, but then there was a knock at the front door. The guy's head whipped around and he looked at me with wide eyes, like he was gauging my reaction. Although my gut was telling me this was something horrible, I tried to play it cool. I started walking to the front door, and the guy followed close behind me. Right before I got to the hallway, he stopped me by grabbing my arm. I immediately pulled away and asked him what was going on, but he kept that same blank face and didn't say anything. There was another knock, and this time, the man instantly ran down the hallway and swung the door open, giving me enough time to turn around and run out the back door. I looked back and saw three more men entering my house. Luckily, they didn't chase me, and I was able to get to a neighbor's yard where I hid and called the police. While I waited, I saw movement in the windows of my house. It was unnerving to see that, especially knowing I could have been in there if I hadn't gotten out the back door. A whole 5 minutes passed before the movement stopped, and a couple minutes after that, the police showed up. To keep this from dragging on, the police didn't get much evidence from inside my house. The best they had was my description of the one man who I let in. The four intruders couldn't take much at least, considering my house was mostly empty at this point in the moving process. What they would have done to me had I opened the door or stayed inside the house is unknown. I think it's unlikely that I would have gone unharmed though. I've never opened Craigslist even once since then, and I encourage everyone else to do the same. I was using Craigslist to find myself some outdoor furniture. I had just moved and gotten a backyard patio, so I was excited to spend time out there, but didn't want to overspend on it. On the website, there were a ton of people selling outdoor stuff, but most of them were really outdated or just gross and overused. I took my time, casually checking throughout the week until someone posted one for sale that I liked the look of. It was a simple two-chair and one-table setup, but it looked clean and was a decent price. I sent an email and waited. It only took a couple minutes for the owner to respond. His name was Jared, and he explained that the set was newly opened, but had a few scratches on it from shipping. After a quick back and forth, we agreed to meet the next day around 6 at his house. So, come the next day, I drove over there. When I pulled up to the side of his house, the first thing I noticed was that all the lights were off inside. The only light that was on was the front porch light. The home itself, though, was actually really nice, looking like it was very expensive. I parked and got out, walking up to the front door and ringing the doorbell. I heard it ring from inside the house, but nothing followed it. No lights turned on, and no footsteps coming to the door. I looked through the little window on the porch, not trying to be creepy, but just trying to see if there was anyone even home. I saw what looked like a normal house, but no signs of anyone. The sound of my phone receiving a text made me jump back from the window. It was Jared, saying to come around through the fence into the backyard. Everything was just a little off about this, but it was patio furniture, so I guess it made sense to me at the time. I walked around the front of the house and over to the wooden fence gate, pushing it open and walking into the backyard. Jared came around the corner and waved at me, then showed me over to the furniture. I was actually really stunned at how nice the setup was. Everything looked perfect and was high quality. I sat on one of the chairs and walked around it, looking for any damages because I just couldn't believe he was selling these. But after less than a minute of looking, Jared started to rush me. His smile faded and he showed an impatient face, followed by asking me if I would take it or not. I would have taken it without any trouble, but the change in attitude started to make me notice some other strange things, the most notable being that the set was perfectly placed, having other decorations around it and everything, as if it was meant to be there. Even the table had coasters on it for drinks. It just didn't look like it was even for sale. I think he saw my change in emotions, because he started becoming pushy with me, trying to get me to give him the cash and take the furniture. Now uncomfortable with the situation, I took a step back and said I would think about it and text him my decision tomorrow. He frowned and took a step toward me, followed by another, and with every step closer he came, I could see it more clearly in his eyes that he had bad intentions. I turned around and ran back to the front of the house, hearing his footsteps following close behind until I reached the gate. I sprinted to my car, and strangely, the man turned out of the gate and ran across the yard until he reached an intersecting road. I watched him get in a car across the road and speed off as I sat in shock and called 911. As you probably know by now, that wasn't his house or his furniture to sell. The owners were on vacation, and the man, who still remains unidentified, was trying to sell their belongings while they were gone. Thankfully, there were no signs of him breaking into the home, but they still aren't sure how he knew the family was on vacation. All I can say is that I'm glad I made it out when I did, because I don't think I would have gotten away unharmed if I had tried to leave even just a moment later. I found a house on Craigslist that both me and my roommate were interested in renting. We didn't have a huge pool of money at the time, so taking up low rent offers on Craigslist was just about the best we could do right out of college. We sent in a quick request to tour the place and included both of our phone numbers as well. A few hours later, I got a call from the owner, Kim, who said he could have us tour the place tomorrow, but had other tours scheduled for the rest of the week. My roommate worked that day, but knowing he had other people lined up meant we had to see the place soon or risk losing it. So we both agreed that I would go see the house and just take pictures of it for my roommate to look at when he got off work. This wasn't ideal, but it was the best we could think of. When I got to the house on the following day, I was kind of disappointed at first glance. It was far from other houses, down a pretty beat-up road, and the house itself did not look well taken care of. The outside had overgrown bushes and grass all around it. I parked in the driveway and got out to get a better view, but there wasn't much else to see. I stood there in the driveway for a second, debating if I wanted to flake on the owner and pretend like I couldn't make it. It sounds wrong, but I could already tell this wasn't going to be the place for us. Just before getting back into my car, a man called out to me. He came out of the front door and greeted me, and now I knew I was too far in. Kim seemed really excited to show me the place, so I went along with it. We went in through the front, and again, at first glance, the inside was really disappointing. It was very old, and even looked kind of run down. As we walked through the house, I noticed more and more things that just didn't look right. The entire place was so worn down, I couldn't see how this would possibly be livable, and I was positive these were not the pictures he had posted on Craigslist. I asked if he planned any repairs or anything, and he started running through a list of things he had planned. He basically named every part of the house, which made it obvious he was making impossible promises. After touring the whole first floor, he started walking me up to the second floor. When we got up to the hallway, all I could focus on was this one door in the far back that had a padlock on it. Then I looked down at the dusty hardwood floor and saw multiple shoe prints of different sizes, but all of them went to a single room, yet none of them were coming out of the room. Even if I was missing some shoe prints exiting, I still knew that if they were from people touring the house, they would have gone to all of the rooms, not just the one. This all came to thought within a few seconds of being upstairs, and my heart started beating faster as I got nervous. Kim walked down the hallway, passing by one of the rooms and going straight to the one where all the shoe prints led to. I stopped and stared at him as he opened the door and urged me to come look. He looked at me for a second, but then recognized my nervous face and said for me to come over. This time, like he was demanding it. My adrenaline started pumping, getting me to break from the shock and run back down the stairs, straight to my car. I pulled out and drove off as the man came chasing me down the driveway. I called 911 as soon as possible, but when they got there, the house was empty. Nobody was inside. However, the room with all the shoe prints leading to it had signs of recent activity, showing that there were at least two separate people being in there. And the room with the padlock had a ton of garbage, like food wrappers and old blankets. The house was abandoned 8 years ago, and these people seemed to have been living there for a while. I don't know what their plan was to do to me, but it was most likely a setup for an ambush. What scares me is that they weren't trying to sell me anything that day, so there wouldn't be reason to believe I had a bunch of cash on me, and that makes me question what ambushing me would have been for.